Blog Talk Radio.
Hang on, maybe I can do this. Let's see. All right. We're going to do this good old way. We just do a conference call. All right. So, the Charleston Comedy Podcast special guest for this evening is Mr. John Conroy. He is actually on the line with us. He will be at the Charleston Comedy Zone this weekend, Friday night at 8 and Saturday at 7 and at 9 p.m. Welcome to the show, man. Are you excited about coming to West Virginia?
Yeah, man. It'll be the first time I've done comedy in West Virginia, so looking forward to it.
Oh, so you said this is your first time. Well, it's so funny. I was just watching a show on Criminal Minds, and like one of the episodes was based out of Wheeling, West Virginia, and it's like they just depict it as like the whole wrong turn thing. And
it's so like it's that's not what I should expect.
Right? No, I mean if you
the
go
good
to
people that like to laugh.
Right. I mean if you go to some places, I mean maybe, but like not necessarily in Charleston, unless you go to Walmart or the Kmart. Or the Magic Mart. It is like the capital of the marts.
Nice.
Yes. Magic Mart.
Well, we'll have fun.
Yeah. Yeah, there's also dog tracks and a casino. So if you like to
gamble.
Yeah,
that's what I heard.
There's also in the hotel itself, there's like a little gambling room. Grandma Lee likes to go
there. Cool. Do they have like blackjack at the hotel?
Oh, no, just like a little machine.
Okay, slot machine?
Yeah.
Good stuff. But there's a casino in the actual town, right?
Yeah, about it's about 15 minutes up the interstate.
From the hotel?
Yeah, up in Cross Lanes, West Virginia.
And dog tracks, huh? I think my girlfriend wants to go to the dog tracks. So I'll probably take her over there for a little bit.
That's cool. I've never been to a dog race, and I've never been to like a derby kind of race. Like I've been to like at a fairground, like they'd have like the little horse drawn carriage races or whatever. But
yeah,
I've never really been to any of the gambling races.
I can't say it really appeals to me either. I don't know. I'm looking forward to. One of my buddies, I guess, used to do that room. A guy named Paul Hooper, and he had some funny stories about being at the dog track.
Oh,
something
yeah.
Something about a clown performing in front of him.
Yeah, the last time he came here, we talked about that. That was...
yeah.
Yeah,
I'm like, it's funny. You go on these road trips in comedy, and like you just know places from what your friends have told you about those places.
Right.
And Charleston's what I'm, you know, looking forward to just for that reason, you know?
Right. Well, man, definitely hope you have a good time when you come down here.
We know how to laugh and have a good time. So.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. Usually when people are, when the headliner comes through, like, I always like to ask, like,
for like a couple of road stories. Like, give us like a horrible road, or give us like something that's memorable. All
right. I can tell. We'll do bad gigs, I guess. I did one in Missouri Valley, Iowa, I believe it was. It's never good when there's two states,
right,
in the city and the state. That means you're in a part of the state where they're like, no, we don't even claim that part of the state anymore.
Right.
It's such a terrible city. So I did one with a buddy of mine from Minnesota, Brian Miller, out there. And he caught the rough part of that one. They wanted to kick his ass pretty bad. So I was headlining. I got to go on stage and just kind of play peacemaker for the rest of the night. But the thing that made it memorable was there was a plague of frogs in the town. Like, you walked outside this bar, and there's just frogs everywhere.
Frogs?
And the name of the name of the hotel, was the Wrath Inn. No W, just R-A-T-H Inn, which is like the worst name for a hotel I've ever. I mean, even driving down there, I was like, I guess the H is silent, you know, cheesy joke or whatever. But, and then you get there and you're like, oh no, it was the W that's silent. Definitely, like, and it was so bad. There were so many frogs that you had to, like, when we went in our room that night, you had to like go into your room as fast as you could and slam the door so frogs wouldn't come in behind you. And even then, there'd be like three or four frogs, and we had to literally throw them out the window so you get there weren't any frogs in your room at night.
That's horrible.
The
like
gig
that
itself wasn't that bad if you compare it to the frog hotel rooms.
Right.
But I've had some weird ones like that, man. I did a riverboat casino in Chesapeake, Virginia, which is a part of Virginia that I should never go to, I learned. It's going to be interesting doing Charleston. Is Charleston a liberal area? Probably not.
Man,
pretty
it's a huge mix, but there's definitely a lot of butthurt liberals here too. So
it's not a political thing for me as much as I just look like an asshole, so people don't like it.
As long as you just say you're anti-Obama and like for guns, like you should be totally fine, I think.
Those are going to be problem issues for us. We'll try to get through it.
Oh my god! Yeah, dude, I get it all the time because like I'm from Ohio, and for some reason there's like this between West Virginia and Ohio, and it's like they say that Ohio drivers can't like drive or some shit because they always stay in the left hand lane or and go slow or some shit. So I kind of embrace it, and so I get on stage and I'm like, you know what? Like you guys are really hospitable down here. Like I love y'all, but damn it. I said, y'all are the worst motherfuckers ever on the highways. I was like, I'm in the left-hand lane going 55 miles an hour, and y'all are just flipping me off and shit. I'm like, I don't appreciate it at all. So, I don't know. Like, they just, it's so weird. I don't know. Like, I'm.
That's cool, man.
I'm rambling.
You had some weird ones in Ohio?
What's that?
You've had some weird ones in Ohio?
Like, weird shows?
Yeah.
Man, you know, I've done a couple shows in Ohio, but, like, I think the worst one, a very dear friend of mine, Lori Graves, man, was doing a show in Chillicothe, Ohio, and I was there getting ready to go on stage, and I guess I was talking to my buddy, and I had smoked, like, way too much of my bowl, which means I did the whole thing, and then...
Yeah.
I got on stage, and, like, 5 minutes into my 20-minute set, dude, I just, like, blanked. It's like, I couldn't think of shit. I'm just staring around, and I'm like, oh, my God. And so I looked at her, and I was like, Lori, I was like, I really apologize for this, but I can't think of nothing right now, right? And so I sat down, and then one of the people were like, hey, like, you know, let him back up. So, I mean, I got back up and redeemed myself, and I'm glad I did,
oh,
but,
good.
Like, But like that was like the worst. That was the worst thing ever. Like I've had some pretty bomb sets, but that was the worst for me.
Yeah. I guess I got some local DC guys hanging out here at this open mic. Do you want me to ask them if they got any good comedy stories?
Sure, man. Put them on speakerphone.
You guys, anybody? Anybody got any good comedy stories for a podcast? Here, there's a local up-and-coming DC comedian. You're on the Charleston Comedy Podcast. You're Ross Benoit.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, man? I'm Sam Canterbury with the Charleston Comedy Podcast. What's going on?
Hey, what's going on, man? DC local comic, John Conroy, good dude, good friend.
Awesome, dude.
Am I telling a story right now? Is that what's going on?
Yeah, man. Give me like a really crappy like story, like a set or like a road story you have or something.
I last week I got super drunk and I sent a dick pic to a girl when I was intoxicated. It was out of my mind and I didn't remember sending it. I looked back at my messages the next day and I sent a dick pic to this girl when I was out of my mind, blacked out. And what happened, you know, when you're blacked out, like your dick's not all the way up. You know, you're at like 40%, right?
Yeah.
I look at this picture. And it's just me squeezing a limp dick like a balloon that doesn't have enough fucking air in it. And it's just red, infected looking. And under this text I send this girl, this picture, I just say, "You likey" under it. And I had no fucking response. And this is a girl I was pursuing. I was dating. I'd spent several dollars trying to, like, court her. And now it's all fucked because I sent a limp dick picture to her.
Dude, we are our own worst enemies, man.
Just squeezing it like it was like it looked like a medical condition, like something was wrong. I haven't heard back from her since. Like, not even like a thing of like it's okay, we fuck up. Like, I haven't heard back from her at all.
Not even like a frowny face emoji. Like,
yeah, not even a thing of like, oh, we get it, it's funny. No, it's like, no, you're a sick individual. You have some shit you got to work out. Like, I don't want to talk to you anymore. She was good. I was courting her. It just wasn't like a girl you put. I was like taking her out to dinners and shit. And now there's no more.
Because
I drink too much.
Sailed away,
so
man.
Yeah,
so close, yet so far away. All right, thanks, buddy.
Thank you for the time. Thank you for the time.
Yeah, man. No problem.
Hey, man, that's Ross Benoit.
Awesome, dude.
The Zone can book him through, tell him to get out with Comedy Zone about getting him in as a middle up there. Funny guy.
Yeah.
Got a limp dick.
Limp dick.
The best part of that is we're on this busy DC street right now, and it's cars are whizzing by. And you haven't been able to hear anything for like 20 minutes. And right at the end of that story, there were no cars. And he went, "Limp dick." And it just carried down the block.
Well, I'm glad you guys are having fun. Are you guys out drinking tonight or what?
I don't drink anymore, but we're out. We're out in an open mic here in D.C.
Right on.
Time here in a minute,
dude. That's cool as fuck. Yeah, I haven't got out a whole lot. You know, outside of Charleston, it's like I'm a chef, so like a lot of times, like I don't get a whole lot of time at night. So
yeah,
I'm slowly changing that though. Yeah, I got a job at the radio station, and now
nice,
pursuing another career, which I don't know yet. So,
yeah, you got to make it down here and do some shows in D.C., man.
Yeah, I would love to, man. This weekend I'll be out at the Comedy Zone, so I'll probably be out there on the it'll probably be the Saturday night show. That's usually when I can make it out because I get out early enough. But, yeah.
All right, man.
Yeah, dude, you know what, man? I appreciate you coming on. And
yeah, it was fun.
Sorry, my co-host, he's been busy with family stuff and all that and all those good things. But glad you came on and got to shoot the shit a little bit. And we'll see you out this weekend at the Comedy Zone. Three shows.
Yeah, thanks for having me, man. I'll see everybody
dude.
Friday, Saturday night.
Okay. All right, man. I'll plug it again. You have a good one.
Yeah, Sam.
All right. Have a good night, man. Bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Mr. John Conroy. He will be at the Comedy Zone this weekend, this Friday night at 8 p.m. and Saturday at 7 and one show at 9. Tickets are only $10. I don't really have a whole lot else that's going on. But, yeah, it's been a pretty productive week. You know, just getting some ducks lined in a row. We got some shows this week. Tomorrow night, we have the Mojo's comedy night. We'll have a couple of comedians coming out there. Mr. Lee Hale will be headlining, and myself will be hosting. Also, if you are around the Huntington area, at the L House, there will be a slew of awesome comedians from the Huntington and Charleston area performing there. That show is only $1. Not too bad to see a bunch of the funniest people in West Virginia. And let's see, what else we got coming up? I think next week will be Lee Hale's Fireside Comedy. I'll try to get more details on that and let y'all know more about that. But we share all these things on our podcast page, the Charleston Comedy Podcast Facebook page. So send us a message. We give you some free tickets. That'd be a good time. But I think I'm going to actually go ahead and get on out of here. I love y'all. Thanks for listening. Have a good night.